Picture description advanced. This picture was taken in a circus tent and depicts a very miserable scene. Circuses are establishments that were created to entertain people. As the ancient Roman catchphrase states, people need bread and circuses, panem et circenses, to provide them with superficial appeasement and to keep their minds off wider concerns that really matter in life. This sorry-looking brown bear riding a scooter, though, could rather be an illustration of animal cruelty than of entertainment. I'm sure that, apart from children, not many adults find this poor animal fun to look at. Just imagine what can be going on behind the scenes when this animal is not on stage. It probably lives in a cramped cage where it can barely turn around and is trained to obey with a whip, a tight collar, a muzzle, and electric prods. Even if it is well fed and treated relatively well, captive life is a sorrowful kind of life for a bear. Cut out from its natural environment and forced to live a life ruled by humans must be real suffering for it and has harmful effects on its welfare. If you compare its life to the life of zoo animals, it's definitely worse. Although zoo animals are also confined to live their life in a cage, at least they don't have to learn stupid tricks to provide cheap entertainment for people. Zoo animals can live in an environment that is in part similar to their natural habitat. They have companions, and they can breed. Circus animals, on the other hand, are usually lonely. They can't breed and play with their own species. They are just used and abused for human purposes, and their feelings and rights are not considered in the least. Tigers, for example, naturally fear fire, but they are forced to jump through fire hoops in circuses. Virtually 96% of a circus animal's life is spent in chains or cages. They spend their lives being carted from town to town for about 11 months out of the year. Captive animals are unable to socialize, get enough exercise, or exhibit natural behaviors. Many animals develop behavioral and health problems as a direct result of mistreatment and the captive life that they are forced to lead as these animals work from fear. To tackle this problem and to try to avoid the harassment of circus animals, some circuses decided on touring with animal-free performances. Jugglers, acrobats, clowns, fire-eaters, tightrope walkers, magicians, unicyclists could do stunts and provide real entertainment that doesn't misuse and cause suffering to animals. That's a laudable tendency indeed.